Welcome, my precious friends and family. This is Anrita Melchizedek of the Melchizedek and Pleiadian Light Network. And I'd like to welcome you to BBS Radio and to the program show, Ascension Keys to Self-Mastery. I'm going to start with an invocation for the new moon energies to be experienced tomorrow through the cosmic ray of universal service. So just get yourself comfortably relaxed as we journey together into the ascension seat of the Melchizedek Brotherhood of the Light within the light kingdoms of Orion. Through our connection to all the beings of light from on high, Mother, Father, God, and our mighty I Am Presence, we are presented with the opportunity to step into a deeper level of service. As way showers, light workers, star-seeded ones, teachers and healers, we are offered this mantle of leadership through the one mission of awakening the hearts and minds of all humanity and to share the teachings of light through the becoming of our I Am Presence. To lift all life into the patterns of perfection as these first wave souls in full embodiment of our I Am Presence and our I Am Avatar blueprint of light are perfected Adam Kadmon blueprint and etheric electronic body of light. The clarion call has sounded through the unity grid of light. As we are lifted in cosmic consciousness awareness into the higher dimensions, we are cloaked in our garments of light, and the imprinting of our I Am Presence, stepping into our roles as world teachers and leaders, overlighted at this time by all the beings of light from on high, and further to this, in this new moon focus, by the platinum ray of universal service, the Brotherhood of the Light, and Lord Melchizedek, the Universal Logos, through the kingdoms of light, and ascension seat in Orion. Through these eighth dimensional encodings of light, we assist in building these new earth matrix frequencies of light. And through our own individualized frequencies of light, collectively we create the patterns of perfection within and around this earth plane, as together we move into this new golden age of enlightenment. We are offered an opportunity to be placed in the I Am Presence chamber of light, integrating all the key codes of self-mastery through this ascension seat, and the full activation of our 12-strand DNA through the flame of divine love and our mighty I Am Presence. In becoming this etheric electronic body of blazing light substance, our God selves and Christed oversouls of the light, in this merging and adoration of our I Am Presence, miracles occur within our daily lives, taking us into unity consciousness are many ascended master gifts and the ability to access the teachings of wisdom and light given only to seekers of the light. Invocation for the cosmic ray of universal service. I align with Mother, Father, God, my mighty I Am Presence, and all the beings of light that I personally acknowledge. As I call upon the overlighting of Lord Melchizedek, the Universal Logos, and the Brotherhood of the Light, to take me into the ascension seat of the cosmic ray of universal service, and into the kingdoms of light within Orion. And I travel in an external Merkaba vehicle of light into this ascension seat in Orion. As I enter into this ashram of light, I am surrounded in this beautiful platinum ray of light, bringing insight and understanding of my service work through the one mission of embracing all life within the flame of divine love, the source of all light. I now merge with my eighth dimensional self, taking on these key codes of light for my own self-mastery. As this master being of light, as this keeper of light, in service to all life through joy and love, I recognize myself as an initiate of light. As I merge parallel realities and timelines of my highest potential from Lemuria, Atlantis, and ancient Egypt, through these temples of light, holding the teachings of light through the Brotherhood of the Light, and through my mighty I Am Presence. Cloaked in this platinum ray of universal service, I am now placed in an I Am Presence chamber of light, experiencing the full integration of my I Am Presence, this original seed of love and immortal nucleus of my entire beingness. As each cell in my body is immortalized in this crystalline frequency of divine light, I experience myself within the heart of Mother, Father, God. I experience myself as one with all life. My 12-strand DNA is now activated to the maximum cosmic law will allow, removing all veils of illusion for all time, space, and dimensions, and returning to me the footprints of light of my puzzle piece within the collective as this world leader and ambassador of light. I now assist in amplifying this platinum ray of light onto the lower worlds through this quadrant of the galaxy, now into Earth, into Shambhala, to the unity grid of light, the ley lines and sacred sites, making this ray of universal intelligence and cosmic map into our I Am Presence, these teachings of light from on high, available to all life. I am the light. I am in service to all life. I am becoming my mighty I Am presence. This divine embodiment is all that I am. Wonderful. Now just bring your focus back to this ascension seat within Orion, spiraling in the most beautiful platinum rays. As you are enveloped in this beautiful platinum ray, you are greeted by Lord Melchizedek, who warmly welcomes you to the ashram of the Order of Melchizedek. And now the Brotherhood of the Light come forward to greet you and welcome you to this ascension seat within Orion. One of the high priests to the Brotherhood of the Light lets you know that you are now going to be placed in a 12-strand DNA activation chamber of light. This chamber of light will allow for changes to take place within the DNA and perfectly balance the 64 letter cells within the DNA using the divine name. Following this, a new physical, etheric body of light will potentially be created through the appropriate noise light emissions to bring this radiant body of light into the perfect divine blueprint of your I Am presence. Assisted by the Brotherhood of the Light, any dis-ease or discomfort in the physical etheric body will potentially be transmuted through the axaternal lines. This occurs through creating light bubbles around spin points, the points found between the circulatory system and the nodule points of cell membranes. Spin points are the connection point for the appropriate sound light vibration, which spins the cell at a faster rate and creates light microfibrils, which in turn create, in the absence of membranes, the growth of a new organ or tissue area, energetically first, and then physically, if this is needed and requested. As the axaternal lines within the body are connected to the spin, the completion of the axaternal lines further takes you into a deeper understanding of immortality and many other ascended master skills and gifts, such as the regeneration and rejuvenation of the physical body. You are now led into the central part of a pyramid-shaped ascension seat in Orion, pulsating in these spiraling platinum rays, in preparation for your 12-strand DNA activation chamber of light. To begin with, the primary qualities of this ray of universal service are now anchored and activated through your body, energy field and hologram, starting from an 8th dimensional portal, 5.4 feet or 1.62 meters above the crown chakra. you now feel and experience these great qualities of harmony, insightfulness, joy, balance, loving kindness, detachment, illumined truth, love, great wisdom, universal service, devotion to great work, the manifestation of that which was previously unmanifest, and the experience of group collective universal Christ consciousness enter through this eighth dimensional portal and now into each cell and molecule in your body in this beautiful platinum colored ray. Wonderful. As you continue to actualize these frequencies at a cellular level and within your energy matrix, your eighth dimensional cells, your precious higher light counterparts at this level now come forward to merge with you one at a time. As you merge with your eighth dimensional selves, you take on their patterns of perfection from the realms of illumined truth and shift more into the becoming of your mighty I Am Presence. And now you are led by a Brotherhood of the Light High Priest into a 12-strand DNA activation chamber of light. As you enter this chamber of light, changes occur within the DNA as the full activation of the dormant DNA potentially occurs at a cellular level. All 12 strands of DNA are now reconnected within your hologram, energy field, and body. And now the 64 letter cells within the DNA, using the divine name, are perfectly balanced. As you continue to adjust to this light frequency, recalibration taking place within your energy body, if you have any discomfort or dis-ease within the physical body, this is now potentially transmuted or healed through the axotonal lines and appropriate noise light emission. Now, the energetic creation of a new organ or tissue regeneration potentially occurs. Wonderful. And now you are again placed in an I Am Presence chamber of light, experiencing the full amplification of your I Am Presence. Just feel the energy of this magnificent being of light that is you at the highest level of your beingness. The highest level of light that you are and can experience as we tell you a little more about the order of Melchizedek. The order of Melchizedek is the highest order of spiritual teachings available to humanity. There are 72 orders to the Brotherhood of the Light, with the first order called the Alpha and Omega Order of Melchizedek, started on this earth plane approximately 200,000 years ago by Machaventa Melchizedek, who was to come back much later and precipitate the teachings of the Essene Brotherhood. The Order of Melchizedek encompasses all universal, eclectic, and mystical teachings that have ever been brought through to humanity. The Order of Melchizedek encompasses every ashram and light center on your earth plane, bearing the patterns of perfection from the higher dimensions and the teachings of the Sons of Light. The honor of being a Melchizedek Ambassador of Light to the Order of Melchizedek has never been passed to initiates in quite this way before. However, you are ascending en masse for the first time in the history of your earth through your co-creation of heaven on earth. For sweet ambassadors, through the overlighting of the Order of Melchizedek, you are able to complete all earthly initiations whilst in physical embodiment, creating your I Am Avatar Blueprint of Light, your etheric electronic body of light on this earth plane, and experience more recently through the 6 cosmic rays. A prerequisite for becoming a member to the Order of Melchizedek is that you first step into self-mastery, which occurs at your 6th initiation. When you merge with your Christed Over-Self of the Light, or Mighty I Am Presence. Previously in taking this initiation, you usually left the earth plane and your physical body behind in order to work on the inner planes. However, the focus is now on becoming an ascended master to this earth plane, and through your 6th initiation, the initiation of resurrection, on becoming the integrated aspect of your I Am Presence, and further to this, the externalization of the spiritual hierarchy. The recent teachings of Melchizedek have been remembered in the biblical teachings of the Old Testament through a being of light called Machaventa Melchizedek, who we have mentioned and at this time was to physically incarnate in Israel in the year 1973 BC. Machaventa Melchizedek began the teachings that were later to be called the Essene Brotherhood. Eastern Brotherhood was formed initially by a group of about 300 immortal beings from Egypt, who migrated to Masada in Israel in 500 BC. In Egypt, they were mystery school initiates under the Egyptian mystery school of Akhenaten, having been taught immortality by Akhenaten, Pharaoh of the 18th dynasty, in approximately 1500 BC. Akhenaten, the personality aspect of the Mahatma, the cosmic avatar of synthesis in that lifetime, took initiates from the left eye of Horus, the intuitive feminine side, into the right eye of Horus, representing the mathematical, sacred geometries and hieroglyphics of eternal light and immortality. The Essene Brotherhood would come to represent the esoteric teachings of Judaism, and they were to teach many spiritual truths, focusing on the Kabbalah and the Tree of Life through the order of Melchizedek. Now what you have been doing at this moment, sweet precious ambassadors, is assisting and activating the cosmic rays for all life on this earth plane to experience the cosmic heart of Mother Father God, whilst taking on the blueprints needed at each dimensional level to merge with your mighty I Am presence. We will now present you with a deeper understanding of these rays, so you may truly understand the importance of your light work as this keeper of light in activating these cosmic rays at this now moment in time. The 12 rays for this cosmic day emanate from Mother Father God and a multi-universal council of 12. These rays are then transmitted to the Universal Council of 12 on Orion, and then pass through the Intergalactic Council of 12 on Andromeda. From here they are downstepped to the Galactic Council of 12 on Sirius. These rays then pass through the Interstellar Council of 12 on Alcyon, and then spiral from Alcyon to your Sun and the Solar Council of 12. From your Sun, overlighted by Helios and Vesta, these 12 rays bask the sacred and non-sacred planets in your solar system, passing to the respective planetary loci. The sacred planets, given their status on the completion of the third cosmic initiation by the respective planetary loci of Falcon, Jupiter, Saturn, Earth, Mercury, Venus, Neptune, and Uranus. The non-sacred planets are Pluto, the Sun veiling a hidden planet, the Moon veiling a hidden planet, and Mars. Through Lord Buddha, your planetary logos, and overlighted by Sanat Kumara, these rays spiral onto Earth, now considered a sacred planet, and into the second ray department of Love Wisdom in Shambhala, and then spiral outwards from the second ray department of Love Wisdom, overlighted by Lord Maitreya, into each ray ashram, with a focus on the seventh ray ashram, and then into sacred vortices in and around the earth plane. are these 12 rays, the 5 higher earthly rays, rays 8 to 12, carry a higher quotient of source light. They do not have the dualities that exist within the first 7 rays, and are affecting the 7 rays through their higher light quotient. In so doing, these 5 higher rays are not only shifting the consciousness of humanity into one unity consciousness, but the higher attributes of the first 7 rays are now being anchored within your first 7 bodies, in addition to the 5 higher earthly rays. The 5 higher rays were re-anchored onto your earth plane on August 7, 1972. Although the circuitry for these rays to be activated was only completed on January 26, 1991. These 5 higher rays are having an amazing influence on anchoring and activating your own wonderful higher light, and in the actualization of your true nature as master beings of love and light, and Christ consciousness beings of light. They are under the guardianship of Lord Maitreya, the planetary Christ, and further overlighted by Lord Buddha, the planetary Logos. And by Sanat Kumara, who is focusing on bridging planetary and solar Christ consciousness with the first ray of will and power through the intent of the third ray of divine intelligence, in addition to activating the 6 cosmic rays. The 6 cosmic rays, which were withdrawn just prior to the fall of Atlantis, are service rays, and were not completely anchored onto your earth plane until April 23, 1994, although they were partially anchored on August 15 to the 17th, 1987. These cosmic rays will be activated by December the 21st, 2012, and will be available for the mass consciousness of humanity at this time. However, these cosmic rays have been available for 6 level initiates from June the 21st, 2001. And sweet ambassadors, they are these rays that are available for you in this now. They can be activated through building your multidimensional bodies of light and actualized as cosmic initiations are undertaken within the inner planes of light. It is an amazing blessing to have these rays here at this time, as without them, it would not be possible for you to start your cosmic ascension and higher initiations into the cosmic heart of Mother Father God whilst in physical embodiment on this earth plane. These rays take you beyond Lord Buddha and your planetary spiritual hierarchy in Shambhala and into the cosmic spiritual hierarchy, under the main influence of your Mother Father God at a multi-universal level, the source of all that is for this cosmic day. And these rays are further overlighted by the Mahatma, the cosmic avatar of synthesis. Through this overlighting, each one of you has the ability to experience these 6 cosmic rays and the start of your cosmic initiations back into the cosmic heart of Mother Father God. These 6 cosmic rays are each represented by specific show hands. Helios and Vesta, the Pleiadian emissaries of the light, the Syrian Archangelic League of the Light, the Andromedan Intergalactic Beings of the Light, the Melchizedek Brotherhood of the Light, and Mother Father God for this cosmic day, and emanate from the Sun, the Pleiades, Sirius, Andromeda, Orion, and a spiritual portal through Omega Orion, respectively. These six cosmic rays were to be withdrawn until you could lift yourselves up again to your highest potential, your higher self of the light, and your Christed over self of the light, almighty I Am presence on this earth plane, and become again a Melchizedek ambassador of light. This decision was programmed into the patterns of perfection in the synthetically created Christ consciousness grid around the earth plane. It was decided that when you were at a level to again become an ascended master and Melchizedek ambassador of light on this earth plane, and to receive the amplifications of these light frequencies, then these six cosmic rays would again be imprinted within your original divine 8-cell blueprint. And by the grace of God, this has finally occurred. Unfortunately, sweet ambassadors, before this glorious moment, you were to further lose the five higher earthly rays, which occurred in Egypt in approximately 1500 BC. To understand this properly, you will need to understand some aspects of the story of ancient Egypt. At the time of the rebirthing of Egypt in approximately 3800 BC to 3600 BC, the first dynasty began under King Menes, with the merging of Upper and Lower Egypt, also known as Southern and Northern Egypt. However, both Upper and Lower Egypt had their own gods, and influences of both the Anunnaki and the Syrian Archangelic League of the Light. Bringing them together caused confusion, as the Egyptians continued to worship their individual gods. After 2,000 years of confusion, the Brotherhood of the Light devised a plan that would again allow you to remember your birthright as a master being of love and light. For through the fall of Atlantis, the memories of your highest potential had been forgotten, and the six cosmic rays had been withdrawn. It was decided that a most glorious being of light from on high, whom today you would know as the Mahatma, the cosmic avatar of synthesis, would become the first pharaoh of Egypt and open a galactic portal of light to this quadrant of the galaxy by linking the divine unfolding light of the source of all that is to your earth plane. This magnificent and bold plan, which had never been attempted in quite this way before, would hopefully allow for the return of the six cosmic rays and lift humanity to Christ consciousness through linking the memories of your highest potential through Sirius and your Sun into the planetary Christ consciousness grid. In so doing, these multidimensional memories could be accessed by every atom and molecule on this earth plane, and collectively awaken humanity to their wonderful higher light and full multidimensional memories as co-creators to the company of heaven through service in love and divine equality. In 1500 BC, in order to carry out this plan, the step down energy of the Mahatma came through as an immortal named Akhenaten, who carried the light of all creation. Akhenaten became the first pharaoh of Egypt, heralding the 18th dynasty, and for a period of 17.5 years, he was to rule Egypt. Akhenaten ordered the Egyptians to stop worshipping their individual gods and to focus on the one God through the sun, explaining that the sun would bring encodings of light from the one God of all that is. The focus of the sun further represents solo Christ consciousness, the next stage in the forward evolution of the Egyptians. However, the Egyptians were not easy to convince, with many of them secretly continuing to worship their many gods. In addition, at this time, many of the Hiburu came into Egypt as war had ravaged their lands. The Hiburu, under the influence of the Anunnaki, had created a patriarchal-based society who were envious of the Egyptians, as the Anunnaki had been of the Syrians. They desired the Syrian architecture and sacred geometry and many other gifts given to the Egyptians, and these feelings of anger and jealousy were roused within the Hiburu as they came into Egypt. They wanted to learn all the technologies and occultism of the Egyptians, and particularly how to access the Syrians, the Brotherhood of the Light, and the Galactic Federation through the Great Pyramid. Also, the Anunnaki didn't want the Syrian Archangelic League of the Light to unite the Egyptian people in one unity consciousness, and thus impulse the Egyptians to experience fear and resentment and temptation and so on. As a result, chaos erupted in Egypt. Many of the Egyptian religious sects felt they had been disempowered. The Egyptians revolted, and Akhenaten was dethroned after 17.5 years as pharaoh. At this point, the Anunnaki, with the assistance of cosmic evil, closed this partially opened galactic portal. This connection to the Egyptians by the Syrian Archangelic League of the Light was severed through Akhenaten, who held this direct connection to Syrian consciousness and the source of all that is. In addition, through this event, the 5 higher earthly rays of humanity were withdrawn, and Egypt was to plummet into war and chaos. However, by the grace of God, the 5 higher earthly rays were re-anchored on your earth plane on August 7th, 1972, following the holographic bubble placed around your earth plane by the Syrian Archangelic League of the Light. On August 7th, 1972, your sun was due to expand into a helium sun from a hydrogen sun, and through this natural event would engulf the earth in flames. To protect the earth and all her life, the Syrian Archangelic League of the Light placed each atom and molecule on your earth plane within a holographic bubble, within a holographic earth, and within a holographic replica of the universe. These holographic images were created through impulsing the original divine 8-cell blueprint and the star tetrahedral shape, thereby allowing the Syrians to alter human consciousness. this divine, unprecedented cosmic event took away the free will of humanity for a period of just over 2 years, and in so doing, speeded up the forward evolution of humanity through the impulsing of your highest potential. Through this amplification of light, the 5 higher earthly rays were firmly anchored onto your earth plane. And since April the 23rd, 1994, the 6 cosmic rays have been available for lightworkers to start to bridge this cosmic map into the higher dimensions. And for now, sweet ambassadors of light, just understand the importance of the light work that you are carrying forth as physical vessels of the light. And now for the final integration of these 8th dimensional frequencies, the appropriate key codes, fire letters, and sacred geometries of the order of Melchizedek are actualized in your I Am avatar body of light. And to assist in this activation, we will speak in tongues. Amrach imahashata, evach elahanata, ebrach imahashata, evach inahasa, ebrach elahasha. It is now time to come back to your sacred space. You say your goodbyes now, as you find yourself traveling through grids of light, of stralum radiation, in this external macabre vehicle of light. Now find yourself back in your sacred space. Hold this vibration of light now, as you focus on the unity grid of light within and around this earth plane. See that you are connected to these light workers along this grid of light, to all these beings of light from on high, as you wrap the earth in this beautiful platinum ray of light. Feel for yourself this interconnectedness, this weaving of light, knowing your purpose, knowing that you are here to fulfill a particular puzzle piece through service in love. Feel these energetic frequencies of light, this matrix of light, through the amplification of this ray of universal service. Feel to the connection to all those listening to this radio program show in this now moment, or through the recordings or the archives.